What are you going to do, Dad?
Here, take my belt, Billy. Now I'm going to take off my shirt. All right. Now I'm going to kneel beside the bed. I want you to use the belt on me, son.
Sounds good to me.
All right, son. Raise the belt and hit me.
Sounds good to me.
Again, son. Harder.
Sounds good to me.
Again, son. Again. Again. Harder. Again.
Hello and welcome to show 77 of Radio Clash. This is the harder, faster edition. Welcome to the show. This is Tim, your veritable host of the next hour or so. And we've got loads of good tunes. Got a few mashups to begin with. We've got a Daft Punk section coming up. Slightly silly and slightly perverted sexuality tunes. And we have an audio shrapnel mix later in the show. We have a special exclusive audio shrapnel mix. And you remember him from a previous show where we played loads of mixes from his Bastard mix. So I'm very proud to present that. I hope you all recovered from the apocalypse. I hope you all kind of had fun residing in the lower edges of Hades and didn't get too singed. It was such a disappointment. Nothing happened. No end of the world, no horsemen of the apocalypse. Nothing. It's just like it was a totally dull day. That's not fair. You'd expect from a day that's 666 that, you know, we would be soundtracking the end of the world, and we thought we were, but it was kind of a bit of a usual. It was a bit like Wimbledon. It was just a total and probably the World Cup. Just a total damp squib. So you might be surprised to hear my return to podcasting since I was going to be off for a month, but the two gigs I kind of had the break for fizzled out and not going to happen, like the Uber gig and a few other things. So sadly. So I have time to podcast, and anyway, I missed you lot. I definitely missed you lot. You see, I missed you. So we're going to start with some Daft Punk related bootlegs and tunage. This is by DJ Moore, who's one of the French bootleggers, and I'm really digging his tunes at the moment, sort of the mashes he does. This is Daft Punk versus Fatboy Slim versus AC/DC.
Look, brother, there's a new groove. There's a new thing. Gets down to the nitty gritty. Yeah, that's it.
Check yourself. Thank you.
That's Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Yuminsky from the Cosmosonica CD. And that goes out to all the people on Gaibo that think that klaxons are a bad idea and covering rave tunes and dance tunes with guitar are a bad idea. That goes out especially for you. And before that was from the Daft Punk Live at Coachella. That was basically Daft Punk mashing up their own back catalogue, including Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, Around the World, lots of other things as well. So that is an amazing live set. I would say that it's one of the best live sets I've heard in a long time, and it reminds me of the Kraftwerk Tribal Gathering set. I'm sure I get loads of people saying, oh, bollocks, it's not as good as that. But there is that kind of element of, like, I mean, even without the visuals, which I've seen pictures and were fucking amazing, there is this element of, like, when you listen to it, you just get shivers down your spine, because it's just obviously Thomas Bangalter has actually just worked out exactly where to drop in the bits just to kind of give a uplift. There's not a boring moment. I mean, the first 15 minutes are, like, you know, I was a bit like, it reminded me of the Daft Punk Live CD I've got. I was a bit like, meh. But the rest of it is like, and it's about sort of 76 minutes long. I would like to see them live just from hearing that set. Very good. And we've got some more live tracks later in the show, though not from Daft Punk. And, what's the news from me? Well, I met up with Rob from Top of the Pods recently. I probably should have, I meant to actually dedicate the first mashups to him. Very good bloke, nice to meet him. He was in London, and got to finally meet at last. And went to Ducky on Saturday, and had one of Amy LeMay's famous veggie barbecues outside. And it's quite warm weather at the moment, so that was really, really cool. And went to see X-Men 3, which I would say is kind of a film that would annoy, a bit like V for Vendetta, it annoys the real comic book fanatics, but actually I thought it wasn't a bad film. It wasn't as good as, say, X-Men 1, but it wasn't as bad as people make out to be. I would check it out, especially if you like sort of action blockbuster films, but I would definitely give it a semi thumbs up, semi hard on thumbs up, or whatever. A Morning Wood kind of a thumbs up. So I'm going to play a track off, mentioning audio shrapnel later in the show, I'm going to play a track off the CD he sent me at the same time, which is the James Hyman CD, which he produced. And I've not heard this before. This is Rhymefest featuring ODB. This is Build Me Up a Buttercup, which is basically a cover version of Lift Me Up a Buttercup, sung by Old Dirty Bastard. Yes.
Dear Dirt McGirt. Oh, yeah. Look, man, this is a girl that I really like, man, and I want to get her to notice me. So I just wanted some advice on what should I do to, like, get her to come my way. Right back soon. Your biggest fan, Rhymefest.
Why do you build me up? Met a girl coming to your world, crack the safe and put your brain on sterile, activate and leash things like curls, sophisticate and make you feel so world. There it is, so liberated, riding in a sports car, so ventilated, jogging in a sports bra, so titillated, chick so cool but not refrigerated. Look, my girl, I don't wanna trouble ya, but this chick on my block, I'm in love with her. I wanna get up in a bush like W, trying to get up in a bush like W. So write me back, let me know how I'm supposed to hit it when I got no dough, how I'm supposed to spit it when I got no flow. Shimmy shimmy a, shimmy a, shimmy yo. Oh.
Why do you build me up?
And everything, man. It didn't really work out with this chick this time. She wasn't that buttercup, she was just another slut, man. But you know what? I'm just gonna say forget about it, man. I'm gonna go get a movie. You ever seen Harry Met Sally yet? It's kinda like what I'm going through. Whatever. Come on! Yeah. This is for everybody looking for that perfect girl, man. So you ain't got all the money in the world, and you ain't got all the looks in the world, but you can still find that butt tuck. Don't let her build you up, break you down, man. Build it up, whatever. Yo, freak for me. Make sure she like the fuck, though. That's always important, isn't it? Yo, Dirt, pack your bag. Let's go. Yo, Dirt, it's over, G.
That is so incredibly lame.
You should hear the ones I threw out.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again. Complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
A song about how brilliant and how powerful deviant sexuality is.
That was We Share Our Mother's Health by The Knife. And I have to thank Nilotic from the iMotorway podcast for turning me onto The Knife. I'd heard the previous album, but it wasn't until I heard his podcast and a few others that I heard that song and thought, ah, and went and bought the Silent Shout album. It's highly recommended. And it's not all kind of like bouncy electro. It's a lot of very kind of sort of slow, sad kind of soundscapes. It reminds me of The Residents, Eskimo for some reason, but good. Because I did actually at one point own Eskimo and Discimo, and I managed to get rid of Discimo as quickly as possible. Residents, good in theory, not so great in practice always. And then before that was Homophobia by Chumbawamba. That's a live version of that track. And I'm playing Chumbawamba's Homophobia because in honour of the stupid decision from the BBC that says that gay is now means rubbish. The idea that Chris Moyles, the person I love so much, Chris Moyles, can say something like that in a derogatory context, and it's because everyone else says it's okay. Oh, that's fine. Other people are racist. Other people use other terms, which I won't repeat here, but racial terms and sexist terms and religious terms, and they're not acceptable in any way. So I really would like to know why it's acceptable for Chris Moyles to be a homophobe. It's just really, really odd. I'm fed up of being the punch bag, of me and gay and lesbians in general, being the punch bag of humour, punch bag of religion, and punch bag of politics. I mean, it's not the case of, oh, we don't have a humour. I mean, something like Little Britain, Daffid and Neil McGay in the Village, you can tell it, a lot of people love that and get that, and they love, I like that, and a lot of people I know like that because it's because you can see some truth in them. It's not someone just taking the piss out of you, someone actually directly putting you down. It's someone who's just taking something and just making it absurd, and that's fine. But the idea that you're going to put up with basically homophobia on the BBC because the listenership of the Chris Moyles may or may not be homophobic and think that gay things or being a puff or being gay is somehow rubbish and they can relate it to such, it's absolutely bollocks. And certainly, so that song goes out to everyone who thinks it's not okay for the BBC to do that kind of bullshit. And I wrote out more about it on my Live Journal blog, and some links to some of the stuff that's going on. Before that was King Missile with Detachable Penis, which just keeps coming around on my iPod, and I just can't resist. It's sort of so bizarre. I love that song. I know nothing about the band, but I just love that song. And then there was Build Me Up, Buttercup by Rhymefest featuring ODB. That was I got that from the James Hyman Sing Song CD, which is very good. I enjoyed that mix. Now we have time. It's time for the Audio Shrapnel mix. This is I think the official name is on the CD is Explosive Mix for Radio Clash. I don't know if that's the title, but it may as well be. So this is Audio Shrapnel with a special exclusive mix, and it's got loads of goodness, vitamins, and also flavorings, colorings, and loads of bouncy goodness. Hope you enjoy.
Hello, everyone! Ho-ho!
You're tuned to Britain's grooviest radio show.
We are very excited. We're certainly looking forward to it. So please, take it away.
I'm ready! I'm ready!
Ready for what?
To be a guest on your radio show.
An unsung hero to some. I think he's one of the smartest, coolest, geekiest DJ producer guys out there. Audio Shrapnel.
No way! I cannot believe it. The guy is a wanker.
I don't have to do this, I'm really good at tarmacking.
Today, it's really half an hour and I have to fit in as many songs into half an hour, so not much talking, just blah, 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 blah.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. All the things you're living, cashing in the Bill of Rights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. This is Radio Clash. Everybody hold on tight. Die.
Being disc jockeys is not going to be as easy as we thought. Not once we get the hang of it.
Come
decision. Let me throw this into the mix.
Then we'll begin.
There must be someone around here old enough to know that song.
What the hell is that?
I put my pants on just like the rest of you, one leg at a time. Except once my pants are on, I make gold records.
Sorry.
Music.
Tonight we're delving into the black art of hi-fi, which, as I'm sure you know, means high fidelity, a term coined in the 1950s to suggest faithfulness to its original recording.
Stand by to record all stations for the benefit of all.
Every scientific variable has been computed and taken into account.
Transfer of information completed.
Without the aid of a human hand, except for a starting point on a foot.
Cool, cool. And incapable of error.
The bass element was incredibly clear. It was almost edible. I could feel the sound in front of me.
Ladies and fellas, I was hella bored. So I pedaled Gabahar to a seminar in Zanzibar. Then a Jerry said a song, Pat Benatar. Riding on my handlebars that I had gapped from a scrap metal yard. When it fell apart, I got a rental car with metal mark, lemon's credit card. Double parked on the boulevard, front of Cinnabar. Won a tug of war with the Minotaur. Then I threw the far north on a Portuguese Labrador. Santa Claus had to be a catalog, the envelope attached. Don't insist that you could have it all. So I got an antelope from Manitoba, salad bowl, a catapult, a can of soda, battle bowl, a caravan, and also with every man. Autograph cantaloupe in every episode of Solid Gold. The antidote to battle on an Amazon. Hit an acid wash, camisole, and a rent-a-tank. I want to lose it all, never believe.
When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing. When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing. When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing. When I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing, I do that damn thing. Whoa!
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 Whoa! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
There's absolutely no static hiss to my ears. But there was a punch to it that made me feel it was coming through some form of machine.
Now that first, for the benefit of all mankind.
I've been hearing these voices.
We're not going anywhere
until I figure out where the voices are coming from. They think I'm crazy.
Strange sensation.
I feel real bad for slapping that ass, but you got me harder than Chinese math. And now you're giving me that backstage pass. I'm gonna attack the booty juice, put it in the glass. Brown and shiny, hell of a honey. Stay next to it, I kinda feel tiny. Don't mean to sound wild like a bitch in a rag, but the booty's my maxi pad. Girlfriend, what is dating? Your aunt is waiting for me. I'm cool, casual dating, but your booty's calling me. Girlfriend, what is waiting? Your aunt is waiting for me.
To me, like you're on.
I guess I love you.
Tragedy.
scruff.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
I'm just a man with manly needs. I drink lots of beer and smoke lots of weeds. I follow that ass like a bloodhound on speed, indeed. Truly offended, I'm sorry, this is how I feel. Every Achilles has a heel. You got me more bony than Allie McBeal. For real. Booty's for breakfast. 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 Booty's for breakfast.
If you're old enough to remember record players with needles, and you sometimes still find yourself referring to LPs rather than albums, then, like me, you've probably suffered a degree of derision from younger, cooler folk.
To a lot of young people, well, this is free because it's nothing tangible. You can't download a house, you can't download a car, you physically can't. You can download a song, and because it's not a tangible thing, people think, well, therefore it doesn't cost anything.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street. Oh girl, she likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hard to please. Oh no,
Roxanne,
that girl is pretty wild.
You don't have to wear that dress tonight.
The kind of girl you read about.
Walk the streets for money.
That girl is pretty kinky.
You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right.
I really love
right.
to chase her.
Roxanne,
she's alright.
record for a minute. You can make love to me four times.
When I said I was after an oldie, I meant but a goodie.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the...
Music. come to drum rock. Jump where the thugs them jump back. You bone now we in a van box. In a your handbag, your knapsack it in a your backpack. This melody your girlfriend can talk. So why not know this? Them only pump out like tourists. And the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories. A pose like that them Chuck Norris. I don't know the real and poor. Sandals I love back to. The thugs them we do where them got to. I won't think twice to shot to. Don't make them spot to. And let you carry guns a lot to. A beer cup in tomato. Got an assault man them pop up and block off traffic. Then the wheel and pop up and them start dropping. We dip in by long and it a be dropping. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a play boy rock it. Money gonna get dropped like a bad topic. Gonna bad a post up it, you're down topic. Cartel a sound stands alone in the streets of glory. So make a fuss and you'll ignore it. And think that the same old story. And someday surely, you wish you would put us to glory. Up here man a rising place, it's so amazing. The way the fire keep on blazing. Up on no them misbehaving, no time for gazing. Ice cold and green is waving. So tell me what you're waiting for. Welcome to drum rock. Welcome to drum rock. Welcome to drum rock.
Song. It's such a happy song, it makes me feel really good inside. It's very fast, very upbeat, it's got a fabulous drum roll in it. It sums up to me what good music should be like.
As a legitimate production tool in many genres of music, from hip-hop to R&B to dance. How do you see the situation where it's working the other way?
Well, I personally think it's terrible.
Somebody say, it's going round and round and up and down. Of editing, what form does that take?
Well, we cut out all the most boring stuff for a start, right? Like talking and stuff like that. Then we just have some wicked effects, like explosions and stuff.
But you didn't have any doubts about broadcasting it?
No way, man, because it's wicked, you know? Especially with all the effects and stuff we've done. I think it's really good.
The technical quality of it is actually better than some of the previous tapes.
Thanks very much. Yeah, well, that's mainly down to Barry. I'm on the phone.
Don't hold back. You think it's time to be a time and sit up and walk your face. Don't hold back. make the other cheek move fast. Look at how she switch, make the other cheek move. Then work both sides and clap that ass. Remember them times when you met two shorties and you really weren't the cutest, right? But you let it slide, cause the other girl would've got a big old donkey booty. Now shorty think she fine, only if she really knew the truth. I ain't gon' lie, girl, twerk them thighs. I'm in love with your big badooka.
I like death metal, I like jazz, I like rock music, I like gabba techno too, gabba.
Call me Rossi.
Everybody who lives in Happy Land is as happy as the day is long. Now, this story is about somebody who lives there, and who happens to be called Mr. Happy.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least, for most of the questions of my heart. Why are we here and where do we go and how come we're so hard? It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars and we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together.
Sitting on a stool was somebody who looked exactly like Mr. Happy, except that he didn't look happy at all. In fact, he looked downright miserable. Hello, Mr. Happy. I'm Mr. Happy.
Oh, how are you indeed?
Sniffed the person who looked like Mr. Happy but wasn't.
Well, my name's Mr. Miserable, and I'm the most miserable person in the world.
Why are you so miserable? Asked Mr. Happy.
Because I am.
How would you like to be happy like me? Asked Mr. Happy.
I'll give anything to be happy,
said Mr. Miserable. Mr. Happy made up his mind. Follow me, he said.
Where to?
Asked Mr. Miserable. Don't argue, said Mr. Happy. The most remarkable thing happened. Mr. Miserable stopped being miserable. The corners of his mouth stopped turning down, and ever so slowly started turning up. Eventually, Mr. Miserable did something that he'd never done in the whole of his life. Smile, and then he chuckled, which turned into a giggle, which became a laugh. A big, booming, hearty, huge, giant, large, enormous laugh. That really is the end of the story.
except to say that if ever you feel as miserable as Mr. Miserable, well, you know exactly what to do, don't you? Just turn the corners of your mouth up. Go on, try it.
Take the fucking lorry and shove them up your arse and piss off out of it.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was Audio Shrapnel with his exclusive mix for Radio Clash. Thank you a lot to Audio Shrapnel for that. I'm really chuffed that he did a special mix and did it for the love of it. It's a beautiful mix, and I've spent many hours listening to it recently. And I will post a track listing. I think I've got a track listing in a sort of a digital form. I'll post that onto the blog rather than listing it here, because I'll be here all bloody week. But there's some very, very good tracks in there, and it's like, ooh. So, yeah, it's nearly the end of the show. I was quite saddened to hear of two deaths recently, sort of musical-related deaths. The first today, or actually yesterday on the 6th, was Billy Preston, who, those of you who are Beatles fans will know, because he played on Get Back, he played on quite a few sometimes, and was quite a friend of George Harrison, so actually was the first person to do this track I'm going to play, which is My Sweet Lord, though everyone knows the George Harrison version. Actually, it was originally done... written for Billy Preston on his label, which is the first time it was released. And the next one was Desmond Dekker, unfortunately. I remember sort of growing up listening to various Desmond Dekker tracks, including, of course, Meet Israelites, and he did a very good cover version of Many Rivers to Cross, which, if you've heard the execrable UB40 version, which wasn't that bad, but certainly it pisses all over that. Of course, this track was most famous here for being covered by Musical Youth, which is a track I'm playing, which is going to be 007 brackets Shantytown. But I'm going to start with My Sweet Lord by Billy Preston.
Yeah.
Ocean 11. And now rude boys are go wheel, cause them out of jail. Rude boys cannot feel, cause them must get deal. Oh,
them a loot, them a shoot, them a wheel. Shoot them a wheel.
Ashantytown.
Rude by the population.
Ashantytown.
Rude by a bum of the town.
Ashantytown.
Was Desmond Dekker with 007 Shantytown, and before that was Billy Preston with My Sweet Lord. This is the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this show. It's been a quite of a manic show and very much a packed show. I'm not sure when I'm going to do the next one, but certainly I've earned a rest for a short while on this some sudden flurry of shows. I've got a DJ gig. It's sort of a private sort of birthday party on the 16th, so that should be fun. So I've got some practice and before I get on the decks in San Francisco. So that's going to be fun. I'm going to play probably some of the tracks of what you've heard today, and lots of other sort of fun tracks. You can find out more about Radio Clash at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, or email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And that's not a kind of a, what's the word, but a vain promise. I do like feedback, so feel free to email me or comment. It's one of the reasons why I do this. And it's the main reason why I do it, actually. It's not for the money, and it's not for the coke, and it's not for the hookers, so... I'm going to finish with a track which is from which I have to say thanks to Jeb of £50 Note for this. He gave me the Depeche Mode Live from Coachella. I was a bit wary of playing it because I thought, oh, two Coachella tracks, because he did a really good Coachella show, because he was there and he actually managed to get a few live tracks, and he played tracks from pretty much everyone who's playing, or a lot of people were playing, apart from Madonna, who he roundly slagged, and it sounds like fair enough from what I heard of her set. So this is Depeche Mode with a live version of Stripped, and I love the way that the crowd sing along. If you've heard their live album 101, you'll know that they're kind of the Depeche Mode's Modis or Modeps, whatever they're called. Depeche Mode fans are mad. They just sing like crazy along with it, and you can hear them, and it sounds like a very good gig. I must see Depeche Mode live very soon. So it's been a good show. I'll speak to you soon.